Kuntres Purim Katan, Part 2. Crushed in Golis. The Maimer of the Fidike Rebbe, upon which the Rebbe's Maimer is based, starts with the words of the Megillah, V'kibale Yehudim, means the Yidden accepted, which is explained to refer to the revelation of the Etzem, the aspect of luminary that happened to the Yidden at Purim. But the Rebbe points out, this is amazing chiddush. The Rebbe points out that the verse appears, this pasuk that says "V'kibale Yehudim" in the Megillah Esther, it appears towards the end of the Megillah. So at the end of the Megillah, it's already after Haman has fallen and his decree is turned around, and Mordechai is elevated to a high rank, and the situation of the Yidden in Paros and Madai was at its peak. Things were good, and even the whole wealth of Haman was given to Esther. So why would the concept of the luminary, and especially as we explained in the opening of the pasuk, crushed for the luminary, why would that pasuk appear at this point? They're living on the high life over there in Paros and Madai. So explains the Rebbe something amazing. There are two levels of being causes lemor, crushed for the luminary. At the time of Haman's decree, that's one level, the time of Haman's decree, and the period after Mordechai became second to the king. That's the second level. The higher level is the second level, meaning that the aspect of causes lemor, the crush for the luminary that comes after the miracles and after the danger has passed, is even greater. One level of causes lemor occurs when the Yidden are found in a state of being causes crushed because of the obstacles and dangers to the observance of Torah and mitzvahs, like it was when the Haman's decree was in effect. But a higher level occurs when the Yidden are in a situation of abundance, both materially and spiritually, and nonetheless they are crushed just from the very fact of being in Golis. In other words, Golis is not so bad, but the fact that it's Golis, from this they're crushed. The true desire of every Yid, Rabbi explains here, is the Gilu Elokus in the world, the revelation of godliness in the world, and even the unhindered ability to keep Torah and mitzvahs can be in a state where godliness is still concealed. And thus the Yid will feel crushed. This is the revelation of the essence of a Yid, revealing the highest level of the aspect of luminary, of Mor, the essence of the Neshama. Two levels of luminary. The practical difference between these two levels of the luminary of the Neshama is as follows. The first level is expressed through Mesiras Nefesh, which is a loft, Mesiras Nefesh, what's greater than that? But Mesiras Nefesh, the Rebbe explains, is essentially something additional to the personality of the Yid. It's additional to his Koichas HaGiluim, the real revealed powers that he has. Something which can come and go and leave no lasting impression on him. The second level, however, is expressed by the fact that it affects and changes his personality and behavior. From another angle, the difference between the two levels of Mor, of luminary, is in how they come about. The first level is a direct result of the efforts of Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation to awaken and reveal the power of Mesiras Nefesh in the Yidden. Regarding the second level, however, the Rebbe says like this, translating, Causes Lemor, crushed for the luminary, includes this, that Yisrael are broken and crushed from the fact that they are in Golis. That this inyan is via the Avoida of Yisrael, that the Avoida of the Nasi Adur to awaken and reveal in every single Yid the Emunah which derives from the Etzem and Neshama is in a way that afterwards they will perform their Avoida on their own. Ya'avdu Avoidosom B'Keach Atzmam. They will do their Avoida on their own until they will be a Ner Tomid, the continual lamp which is not subject to change even externally. Because the Rebbe says over here that there were Yidden, Chassidim, that came from Russia. And in Russia they had Mesiras Nefesh against the communists and the decrees against Yiddishkeit. But when they came to a place where it was more free and they didn't have these terrible decrees, they didn't reveal such Mesiras Nefesh anymore. So that means it was changeable. But now here they're talking about a level which is not subject to change. So now to summarize, based on the Rebbe's explanation, the pasuk V'yata Tetzaveh can be understood to be saying, right? What does the pasuk say? And you shall command the children of Israel, and they shall take you to you pure olive oil, crushed for the luminary to kindle the lamps continually. So the Rebbe says you could translate it as like this: and you shall bind and connect the children of Israel to the Or Ensoif, and they will add Or to you. They will add light to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, which comes from being crushed from the existence of Golas, even when everything is in abundance, to the point that the revelation of the essence of the Neshama and its effect on the individual is permanent. That's how the Rebbe says in the Maimer what it means, that pasuk. So the Maimer contains several amazing chidushim, and just to summarize them again, firstly, there's a higher level revelation of the essence of the Neshama than Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is not the peak. That word Mesiris Nefesh involves nullifying one's existence to the revelation of the essence of the Neshama, the Etzem Neshama. The higher level involves influencing and changing one's existence in a permanent way. Two, this higher level is revealed not at a time of harsh decrees, but rather at a time of material and spiritual abundance. Everything is jolly. Three, when the Friedrich Rebbe brings the Medrash about Mordechai being the Moshe of his generation, he in fact ruled on himself, paskened on himself, that he too is the Moshe of the generation, and the understanding that follows about what it means that the Rebbe mentions this, etc. And finally, the fourth Nekuda, there is a higher level of Jewish unity in Avos Yisrael that derives from this level of revelation of the Etzem Neshama. There is already the lofty Hasidic level of Achdus Yisrael and Avos Yisrael, which is described in Perek Lamed Beis of Tanya, right, the Lev of Tanya, which comes from making the Nefesh Ikar and the Guf secondary. But here we find a higher level, which derives from the Etzem Neshama, being that the Etzem Neshama is rooted in Hashem's essence, which is also in a state of unity with the body, koichas agiluyim, the revealed powers. Thus, the unity of Yidden is in all their matters, including those matters relating to the body. That's how the Rebbe explains it. It's a chiddush in Avos Yisrael also. So here, what we have over here, this is a taste of the intellectual revelations contained in the Maimer. So now, having learned it, the work begins, that our avodah is to bring the revelation of the Etzem and Neshama also in our revealed dimensions of our personality, of our abilities, etc., and thus to bring the Geula also from below to above. Not only from above to below, but from below to above, from our avodah.